Hello, this is Dr. Christiane Northrup. My new books, The Secret Pleasures of Menopause and The Secret Pleasures of Menopause Playbook, are now available from Hay House. And I'll be talking about how you can learn to experience pleasure, prosperity, and fulfillment beyond your wildest dreams during my live appearances this year. For more details on my work and how you can adopt a vibrant, healthy lifestyle at any age, please visit my website and become a member of my exciting online community of wildly magnificent women and some good men, the Women's Wisdom Circle at www.drnorthrup.com. Overcoming addictions. Let's start with, what is an addiction? It is any process or substance that you use in order to escape from something you don't want to feel. And it becomes an addiction when there is continued use despite adverse consequences. So with food, that would be continuing to binge and overeat despite becoming obese or becoming bulimic. And with sex, it would be continued use until you have AIDS or abnormal pap smears or cervical cancer. And with alcohol, of course, it would be continuing to drink despite losing your driver's license or losing your marriage or whatever it is. Now, I've come to believe that all addictions are trying to get us to connect with our higher power, and that is the basis for the popular worldwide 12-step program, originally of Alcoholics Anonymous, or AA. I've almost never seen a person recover from an addiction, and I mean recover from an addiction, without finding some form of spirituality in his or her life. Yes, you can stop drinking, and you can stop overeating, and you can stop excessive vacuuming, but you won't really be recovered unless you've got some kind of spiritual connection working in your life. And by the way, the 12 steps are based on all of the great religions of the world, and they work. The first three steps are some of my faves. Here's the first one. We admitted we were powerless over whatever it is. And that might even be you're powerless over your stressful thinking, or you're powerless over your mother-in-law, or you're powerless over your binge eating. Step two, came to believe a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Sanity would be a place of peace. And then three, turned our lives over to this power. You get to decide who the power is. One of my favorite writers, Anne Lamott, I think, said that for her one day, her higher power was a woman at Shop and Save or at Walmart with three kids running around with a shopping cart because she seemed to be in control that day. So you get to decide. But my experience with the 12-step program is there is something fantastic about the community that develops. I once heard this saying, addiction is God's answer to community. So you go for a while, and then you get better. And over time, you can choose not to call yourself an alcoholic, or an overeater, or an over-vacuumer, or whatever it is. But you do need to know that that part of you that's drawn to that addiction is like the pain body that Eckhart Tolle talks about. Cozy up to it. Be nice to it. Chances are good that while you're still on Earth, that little part of you is not going to go away. But it can get to the point where it's not controlling your life. And that, my friends, requires connecting to a larger part of yourself called your spirit. And that is the key to overcoming addictions. Thanks for listening. This is Dr. Christian Northrup. If you have any other topics you'd like me to discuss, please let me know by visiting my website, www.drnorthrup.com. I also invite you to join my online community, the Women's Wisdom Circle. It's filled with information and resources on how you too can adopt a healthy, brilliant, vibrant lifestyle at any age.
The contents of this podcast are for informational purposes only and are not a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Neither Dr. Northrup nor the Hay House Publishing Group is responsible for any adverse effects resulting from your use of or reliance on any information contained in any podcast.